left asking. I want to go to heaven, don't you? I want to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Proverbs chapter number 1, verse number 24. I want to talk to you tonight about God's outstretched hand. Because I have called and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Amen. May the Lord bless you tonight as you're seated. Thank you for your attendance to the word of the Lord. Tonight I want to briefly talk to you from this passage of Scripture, two main divisions. It's a beautiful text, is it not? It said, I have stretched out my hand. I have stretched out my hand, the desire of God's intention. God said, I have stretched out my hand. What a beautiful text. But then what a sad text as well. For then the writer says, and no man regarded, or the disregard of God's invitation. What a beautiful text. I have stretched out my hand. And what a sad ending. No man regarded. I'm glad that when we look to the word of the Lord, that God is interested and God is active in reaching out to fallen man. What a beautiful, beautiful story. The story of redemption and the story of our God, that God is interested in reaching into our lives. What a glorious text tonight, that God has stretched out his hand. That God is willing to reach down into the affairs of men and the affairs of our life, and God is interested enough, amen, to not stay static and at a distance, but God is willing to be moved by our infirmities. For Hebrews said, we have a high priest that can be touched. I'm thankful for that tonight, aren't you? No wonder the psalmist said, what is man? What is man that thou art mindful of him? And even the Son of Man that thou visitest him. Thank God tonight that God is stretching out his hand. Even the prophet Isaiah on 3 occasions in the 9th chapter of his writing said that God's hand is stretched out still. God's hand is stretched out still. Amen. At the very outset of this message tonight, I want you to hear me tonight. God is reaching for every one of us in this building. God's not leaving any of us out tonight, but God is reaching for every young person. God is reaching for every mom and dad, every child of God, every sinner and backslider. God is interested in giving us the help that we need in the house of God on Thursday night. Thank God. God is reaching through his Spirit. Thank God for the arrival of the Holy Ghost last night. And they testified this morning that some 4 young people went through to the baptism of the Holy Ghost last night. Thank God for that. Amen. But I know tonight that God is reaching through his word as well. Amen. The word of the Lord tells us that there is none righteous, no, not one. The Bible teaches us that the gift of God is eternal life. But before that is pronounced, does not the word of God say that the wages of sin is death? If God would have let us have our own way, the wages of sin is death. But thank God Almighty, God stretched out his hand. And as Les M. Lockridge said, I'm glad I got saved before payday, because the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. Hear me tonight, the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. But oh, thank God, John wrote in 1:9 of his first John's epistle and said it this way, that God is faithful and God is just. And if we confess our sins, that God is able and God is willing and will forgive all of our sins. Thank God tonight. I know my sins are under the blood. Amen. God is reaching for us tonight. Hallelujah. I love the story that McCartney writes about, as he writes about that shepherd's call. And he talked about that shepherd from the Scottish Highlands that had that large, large fold of sheep. And he would take his daughter out and spend time with his daughter, and his daughter loved to hear as he would give that shepherd's call. And those sheep would respond to his voice, because we know the sheep know the shepherd's voice. As that little girl grew up, she became enticed by the city life. She was going to make that quick journey to the city and back. But as the story unfolds, she never came back. Some of the neighbors began to see the young girl in the city. Characters that she was associating with became very questionable. Some of the places that she was seen was certainly not of noble ambition. News came back to the dad, that shepherd, and he tried to reach out, he tried to communicate, but to no avail. Finally, word came to him that it looked as if her life was going to be an utter failure. So one day, that broken-hearted father packed his bags and he headed toward the city. He wanted to find his baby daughter. He wanted to find that baby girl. But the story unfolds as McCartney writes, and as he looked through the city and traveled those cobblestone streets, he could not find her. But unbeknownst to her, that day as he unpacked his bags, he took out those shepherd's clothes and he had packed that shepherd's staff. That day, in the societal slums of that city, that father put on those shepherdly garments. And with that shepherd's staff in hand, he began to travel up and down those cobblestone roads. He began to give out that shepherd's call that young girl had heard so many times when she was little. And that day, as he happened to pass by the location where she was residing, in the very outcast of society, as her ears were pierced with that noise, that voice she had heard many times, she understood exactly who that was. The story said that she arose, ran out to meet her father. The story says that he loved her back to decency. Can I tell you tonight, friend, amen, although that's an unnamed shepherd from a story of a preacher, let me tell you about another shepherd who donned on earthly robes 2,000 years ago. The world did not understand who he was. Amen, they criticized him and they ridiculed him. Amen, they underestimated who he was. They thought that he was simply a lowly Galilean. They thought he was nothing more than a carpenter's son. But I come to preach to you tonight that it was God's son, and it was wrapped in flesh, and he was walking the sandy shores of Galilee for one reason. He was reaching. I said he was reaching. My God, he reached out and he pulled me out of sin. He pulled me out of darkness. Thank God tonight. What a powerful love. Greater love hath no man than this. I said, greater love hath no man than this. Tonight he's reaching. He's reaching for you, for me, regardless of the situation, regardless of what we've done. Hear the text. God said, I have stretched out my hand. January 2014, Birmingham, Alabama. You folks are used to snowstorms. And I got news for you, us southern folks. We don't have snow plows. We don't have salt trucks. We're not ready for it. It shut down Birmingham, Alabama. Dr. Zinro was at one medical facility and he was notified
at the hospital to where he is the only neurosurgeon on call. There was a patient there, a middle-aged man that only had a few hours to live. 90% chance to die within a few hours. The nurses called back. The vital signs were getting weaker. Dr. Zinro got in his car and headed toward the medical facility. But because of that snowstorm, Birmingham was a parking lot. There was absolutely no way he was ever going to make it in time. Dr. Zinro did something that would be so unusual that it would make national news. As one of the leading neurosurgeons in the state of Alabama, he got out of his car and he began to walk toward that hospital. He began to walk 1 mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles, not 5 miles, but 6 miles that Dr. Zinro would walk to march into that hospital, to march into the operating room and there perform the brain surgery that would save that man's life. They asked him, said, "Dr. Zinro, why? Why would you do that?" He said, "I was his only hope. If I would not have done it, he would have surely died. And it was not going to happen on my watch." Let me tell somebody tonight that Jesus Christ, I said he left glory because there is but one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And he walked down through criticism and he walked down through ridicule for one reason. I said one reason. He was reaching. He was reaching. Oh, the love of God. Where did he find you? Where did he find you? The love of God. David said in Psalms 40, "He brought me up." David said, "The Lord inclined," hear the text, "the Lord inclined unto my cry." The word "inclined" means that he bowed over. Hear what David said. All I could do was whisper. All I could do was cry. But he said, "God inclined unto me." He got down and he inclined and said, "Is somebody calling my name?" And David said, he reached down into a horrible pit and he pulled me out. My God, tonight, I said, he pulled me out. Are you glad that he called you out of sin? I said, he called you out of darkness. I don't care how dark that pit is tonight. I don't care that pit of failure you're in. I don't care about that pit of regret. I don't care about that pit of loneliness. I'm telling you, there's a God. I'm telling you, there's a God that can reach you in your misery. There's a God that can reach you in your brokenness. Oh, you stirred my heart, Brother Johnson, talking about the trial he's been through the last couple of years. I'm not going to re-preach your sermon, but you need to get his sermon on storms. And I thought, oh God, that Monday after Easter, to come back, she's gone. I know you got beautiful daughters in a church that loved you, but they can only do so much. But oh, there is one by the name of Jesus. When the preacher can't do it, when the choir can't do it, some places in my sanctuary. When I've been at my lowest. And nobody knew. Oh, God. Come to me. And I felt that hand of God. Oh, Jeremiah said that he drew us with an everlasting love. He said, I've drawn thee. It's God saying, I still love. It's God wooing us. Amen. Somebody hear me tonight. The devil wants you to sit there and to ruin your life and to go to hell. But God is saying, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I beg to differ with some of the hyper-charismatics when they say that Jesus was a failure on the cross, that God was at his weakest. Kenneth Copeland said that God was a failure at Calvary. God was at his weakest at Calvary. I completely beg to differ. I think the most triumphant moment in the life of Jesus is when he stretched his arms and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. The cross, it's not a tragedy. It's a triumph. It's not failure. It's victory. Hallelujah. I've stretched out. It's God doing everything. It's God going to the limit. It's God saying, I have stretched out. I don't know what year it was. You remember when Brother Joey Hyatt tied that rope to the pulpit and used it as an anchor and stretched out that rope. It's God showing us he'll reach as far as he possibly can. No wonder Johnny Cash wrote that song when he backslid on God. It said, when he reached down his hand for me, when he reached way down for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son. But he reached, but he reached, but he reached. I said he reached down his hand for me. No matter what you've done, he stretched out his hand. We've heard some in this meeting about hope and struggles and storms. He's reaching you tonight. He's reaching you tonight. He's reaching for you. Even Thomas. Here they are, Thomas. Here's my hands. Here's my hands. Here's my hands. He stretched out his hands and said, I did it. I did it for you. Oh, somebody hear me tonight. The thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. A couple of years ago when that backslider took a shotgun and was going to take his own life, but something held him from taking his life completely. But as he wounded himself and in that ambulance, he asked for his family. Would you think Brother Ryan would come meet me at the hospital? I'm embarrassed what I've done, but do you think Brother Ryan would come to the hospital. Oh, I'll be there. I'll be there. But Brother Johnson, I'll tell you, in the ICU of Memorial Hospital, there was someone far greater, far greater, far greater than the preacher. God himself. I said God himself. He came down and gave that boy a chance to get up and to dust himself off and to start his life over again. The devil is a liar. Jesus came to give us life. But notice the disregard of God's invitation. I have stretched out my hand, but no man regarded. Somebody hear me tonight. God's reaching for you. God's reaching for you, sir. God's reaching for your marriage, young couple. God's reaching for your marriage, young couple. I know some say, man, you shouldn't preach about the family in camp meeting. I'm going to tell you when we're going to preach about them. Come on. Come on. Come on. God's against divorce. I said God's against divorce. You got to make it work. You got to fight for it. God's reaching. God's reaching. God's reaching for your marriage. God's reaching for your children. He's reaching. Brother Tommy, I can take you to the spot. Broxton camp meeting a few years ago when I was preaching it, that Friday night service. And you heard that preacher a couple days ago that said and quoted what I told him on that Friday night. But there was a young couple that God, oh, they made a move on that Friday night. Hallelujah. And on that Friday night, there wasn't a lot going on that Friday night service. Sometimes Friday night services are tough on camp meeting. Everybody's got it packed, ready to go, shut down, locked. Say, well, now come on, preacher. Well, we got one more thing we got to do before we all go home. Some folks were looking toward the exits. But I'm going to tell you, God help that marriage. I said, God help that marriage. God's reaching for you. God's reaching for you tonight. And no man regarded. A couple of years ago, Brother Shad McDonald preached my camp meeting, Brother Shannon. He preached on Barry the Whip. Barry the Whip. In that service, hear me tonight, I don't say this story lightly at all. God knows how many tears I've shed over this story. In that service, Brother Prescott the next morning said that God used Brother Shad to prophesy that night. When I finished this story, you may very well agree with that. He preached on Barry the Whip Monday night of camp meeting. He said, if God comes to you tonight, you don't let God fix it, you don't let God deliver you, if you don't let God do it, it's going to be a tragic ending. That man in that camp meeting came to me the next day. He didn't let God fix it. He tried to outrun God. God wouldn't let it happen. Tonight that man sits in a state prison facing 25 years. A man that was in a holiness camp, oh God, a man that was in a holiness camp meeting 2 years ago, a man that I preached to for years. Come on, somebody. You never know what the devil's got planned for you. You don't ever know what the devil will do if you'll just let up a little bit. I'm telling you tonight, if you feel God pulling, I don't have to finish this sermon. I'd run to that altar. I'd run to the altar and say, God, I want to be saved. I want to be under the blood. I want to be born again. Oh, lift your hands and ask God to help us tonight. Come on, church. Oh, come on, church. Oh, come on. God's reaching right now. Holy Ghost, settle in right now. Holy Ghost, settle in right now. Holy Ghost, settle in right now. Holy Ghost. I don't know your name. I don't know anything about your life. But I'm telling you, I feel like I'm on invitation of God tonight to tell you that God's reaching for you. God's got his hand outstretched. It's not a hand with his fist clenched to smite you. It is a hand of grace. It is a hand of opportunity. It is a hand of forgiveness. It is a hand of restoration. It is not a hand of judgment. It is a hand of a second chance. If you want it. If you want it. If you want it, do you need it? Is he pulling for you? Is he reaching for your family? Is he reaching for your marriage? Is he reaching for your home? What about it, young man? What about it, young girl? You're playing the part. You're playing the part. But God's reaching tonight. Right now. He's got his hand stretched out. Beth, come on, get ready to sing in this altar, would you? I got more to preach, but I want to get into this altar right now. God's reaching. John B. Gordon, Southern Civil War colonel, became a major general. After the war, he ran for Georgia State Senate. He was up for the vote. John B. Gordon had been shot 5 times in one battle. Twice in the leg, his arm, his shoulder, and his left cheek. He was disfigured and maimed. There was a vote that was going to try to derail Gordon from becoming elected state senator. The roll call was given. Votes were being cast. The deciding vote was coming from a man that hated Gordon. He didn't like him. He didn't want him to be the senator. So he rose from his seat to go cast his vote against Gordon. But when he looked at John Gordon and he saw that scar, historians recorded these words. Forget it, fellas. I can't vote against him. I cannot vote against the scars. I cannot vote against the scars. I'm telling somebody tonight, Christ has his hands. They're scarred. They're scarred. They're bleeding for you. Oh, don't vote against the scars. Let him love you tonight. Let him pull you home. Let him pull you out of sin. Oh, let him do it right now. Come on. I said, come on. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, sweep this place with conviction. Would you bow your heads with me right now? God's pulling for you. Come on. God's pulling for you right now. This altar's open right now. The outstretched, scarred hands of Jesus. Come on, right now. Front to back, side to side. I speak by permission of the Holy Ghost, I feel like right now, but I feel like there's a marriage. As Brother Johnson spoke today, I felt like there'd be a family in trouble in this service tonight. There may be more than one. It's going to take courage for you to get up and come to this altar, I realize. But in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus right now, come on, come on. Who's going to be first? Oh, who's going to move right now? There's a backslider. You need to come home right now. Come on, come on. You need to come home right now tonight. The hands of love, the hands of love. Oh, God. Oh, sweep this house right now, God. Sweep this house right now. Oh, Spirit of God, deal with us. Come on, stand and meet me in this altar right now. At any point in this message, you felt God pulling you. While they were singing about grace, you felt God pulling you. Come on right now. Come on right now. Come on right now. In the name of Jesus, start moving. What about it, sir? What about it, mom? What about it, young man? What about it? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Give us an altar service right now. Give us victories. He's pulling. Go ahead, Sister Beth.
More than security.
He's pulling. Come on, you're going to stand and come.
More than success.
Come on, God's reaching.
If I
don't vote against the scars.
To own one thing, I'll take Jesus or the rest.
He's reaching.
For if I should obtain the goal and gain this world and all it holds, and then
right now, come
if
on.
I should lose.
Come on right now. This is what it's all about. Come on. The next 60 seconds. It's the most important minute of the night. Come on, you're making a decision. Come on, you're making a decision right now. Come on. Come on, he's reaching. Come on, he's reaching right now. Hallelujah. God bless for these few that are in the altar already. But God's not near done. Come on. God's not near done. Come on. Come on. Right now. He's pulling. He's reaching. He's stretching out. He's stretching out his hand. Come on. No man regarded. No man regarded. No man regarded. Come on. Don't make that mistake. Oh, don't make that mistake. Come on, grace. It's grace. It's grace right now. Come on. In the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, church. Would you work with me tonight? Would you lift your hands toward heaven? Ask God to give us a mighty move of the Holy Ghost. Ask God to give us old time conviction. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, come on.
I must be saved.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What young person should have already been in the altar? Who's that family? Where's that couple? That should have already been in the altar. I can't get off that. I can't get off it. There's a marriage. There's a family. There's a family. There's a married couple. You need to be in this altar. I said you need to be in this altar. He's got his hand stretched out.
The souls of those that I love seem oh so dear, more than others.
Oh God,
I must make my own salvation.
How about it?
Sure.
The Holy Ghost is making the pass. Maybe in the balcony, maybe in the back, this side or that side. Is the Holy Ghost stopping by your pew? Is the Holy Ghost pulling on your heart right now? You might be locked in the middle of that pew. I promise they'll let you out. They'll let you out. You're a few steps away from deliverance. You're just a few steps away from the blood of Jesus. Washing sins away. Come on, move right now. Thank God for some that are moving. Oh, my heart today. Pulling, pulling. Come on. He's reaching. He's reaching. He's reaching. He's stretched out right now. He knows your name. He knows your failure. He knows. He knows. Is everybody move that needs to? Is everybody come that needs to be in this altar? Is he pulling for someone else? Is he pulling for some more young folks? Speak to us tonight, Lord. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for speaking to us tonight. Oh, did you hear the Holy Ghost? He said, how many times have I stretched out my hands? Come on, he said, I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. Come on right now. Come on right now. The Holy Ghost has spoke to you. Come on right now. In the name of Jesus, get up and move. Get up and move right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it right now. Do it right now. The devil is a liar. God will forgive you. The devil is a liar. God's word is greater. The blood of Jesus is greater. Move right now. The devil is defeated. The cross is greater. The blood, it'll wash your sins away. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God, tonight, I said the blood, it's greater. Oh, stand with me all over this house tonight. Holy, 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 holy. Oh, come on. Come on, they're in this altar. There's others. Come on. There are others. Come on. The ice is broken. The Spirit of God is calling. The Spirit of God is wooing. Don't vote against the scars. Jesus. Jesus. Somebody shout that name, Jesus. Come on, church. Shout that name, Jesus. Shout that name, Jesus. Anybody glad for the blood? Lift your hands and worship God all over the building. Oh, Jesus, Jesus.
For above all else,
the Holy Ghost has spoke.
I must
come on, come on,
saved.
Come on, church. Let's find a praying place.
For
come on, every child of God, either at your pew or around this altar. Come on tonight, come on tonight.
Saved.
There's some young folks. You need to be in the altar. Come on. Come on. There's some young folks. There's some young folks. You need to be in this altar.
Don't let me be lost for eternity.
Come on. Come on.
For above all else, I must be saved.
Whoa, come on, come on. The blood of Jesus is greater. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, let's worship him all over this house. Oh, let's worship him all over this house.
Of your hands, you've done all you can do.
Oh, Spirit of the Lord,
you've given God the problem. It's no longer up to you. You prayed the prayer of faith.
Whoa,
you're standing on God's truth.
That's it. Come on.
While you're waiting,
as for me and my house, we're gonna serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Is any
God's doing it, church?
Too hard.
Oh,
for God.
God's doing it, church.
Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? His word you'll see. His plans are now unfolding, performing perfectly. It's clear how much he loves you. Look at all he's done. And for your questions, there's really only one. It's done all you can do. You've given God the problem. It's no longer up to you. You prayed the prayer of faith. You're standing on God's truth. While you're waiting on the answer, God has a question for you. Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything nations. He's not the master of. Is anything too hard for God? Only believe, trust his word, you'll see. His plans are now unfolding, performing perfectly. It's clear how much he loves you. Look at all he's done. And for your questions, there's really only one. Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Only believe, trust his word, you'll see. His plans are now unfolding, performing perfectly. It's clear how much he loves you. Look at all he's done. And for your questions, there's really only one. Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? It's out of your hands. You've done all you can do. You've given God the problem. It's no longer up to you. You prayed the prayer of faith. You're standing on God's truth. While you're waiting for the answer, God has a question for you. Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Is anything too hard for God? Who's got a problem beyond his power to solve? Are there situations he's not the master of? Is anything too hard for God? Oh, is anything nations He's not the master of. Is anything too hard for God? Life has left you lonely. Oh, take you underneath his wings. He'll restore your broken dreams. He can love you like